Fold in laughter, sprinkle with care. Mom's recipe for love is beyond compare. Hey there, Zesties! You're tuning in to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences and development, society, and culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please keep on listening. So Zesties, today is Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and mom-to-bes. Today, it's a very special day for you, and I have a very special episode for you as well. So I will be sharing some poems specific for Mother's Day, and let's dive into the first poem that I'm going to share, and it is entitled A Mother's Love. In the quiet of dawn, before the sun's first kiss, a mother's tears, her love, an eternal abyss. Her hands, weathered and gentle, weave life's thread, guiding us through storms where courage is bred. She cradles our dreams like fragile glass, whispers hope in the night as a shadow pass. Her laughter, a melody that dances on air, a lullaby of love tender and rare. Through sleepless nights and weary days, she paints rainbows from tears in countless ways. Her sacrifice blooms in every sunrise, a garden of resilience where love never dies. Her touch heals wounds, both seen and unseen, a balm for broken hearts, a haven serene. She's the compass that steers to us towards grace, a beacon of strength in life's tempestuous space. So here's to the mothers, fierce and kind, their love an unbreakable bond that binds. In their embrace, we find solace and might, guiding stars in our darkest night. This poem is an original poem, especially dedicated to the mothers out there. If it's your adoptive mother or your mother figure, to me, those are still mothers, even though they are not your biological mothers. To me, mothers are exactly how this poem represents, how this poem describes, that a mother is a guiding grace, a beacon of strength, both fierce and kind. So yes, I hope you like that poem. Let's move on to another one. This is entitled Mom's Superpowers. In the kitchen, she's a wizard, steering potions, pots a blizzard. With a spatula as her wand, she conjures feasts beyond compare, turning flour into gold with flair. Her hugs, oh, they're like warm sunbeams, chasing away nightmares and bad dreams. She's got a cape made of laundry, and her superpower, infinite laundry folding energy. When the world feels gray and bleak, Mom's laughter paints it rosy and chic. She's a queen of multitasking, juggling chaos with grace everlasting. So here's to Mom, our everyday hero, whose love is stronger than a triple espresso. May her superpowers never fade. Happy Mother's Day in the mommest way. This poem really describes those type of moms who are multitaskers. And I have to say that my mom isn't the mom in the kitchen, but she is someone who is much more fierce and kind, which is how our first poem describes. To me, this poem is more on for moms that are hands-on at home, who are maybe perhaps housewives moms, those kinds of type. I mean, there are several types of moms, and moms can be both at the same time and sometimes not at the same time. It really just depends, but they are still our moms, and they are really the beacon of light in our households and in our lives. The next poem that I'm going to share is entitled Mom's Recipe for Love. Take a cup of patience, a dash of grace, mix it with bedtime stories and warm embrace. Fold in laughter, sprinkle with care, Mom's recipe for love is beyond compare. And a pinch of forgiveness, steer it well, season with understanding, never dwell. Simmer on the stove of life's trials, Mom's love nourishes, heals and beguiles. for her secret ingredient, unconditional hugs, served generously in mugs and jugs. And when tears flow, she's the tissue, the gold that holds hearts, no issue. So raise your spoons, toast to mom's delight, her love the sweetest dessert every night. Happy Mother's Day with flavors divine, mom's recipe for love forever thine. This poem is much more dedicated or much describes a mother that I wanted to be. And for those of you who might not know or who might have missed our first episode of the season, our pilot episode for season 7, I shared news about me becoming a mom. And this is basically my kind of like quote unquote first Mother's Day pre-little one. And then this is the type of mom that I want to be, like a cup of patience, a dash of grace. And I want to be that mom who reads bedtime stories to my little one. Back in the day, in the 90s, in the Philippines, my mom and even my parents were not those type of parents who read me, you know, those kinds of bedtime stories. It wasn't a thing back then, and it wasn't on them that they don't do that to me. I remember that they did buy me Winnie the Pooh stories, and I was the one who was reading myself. But I wasn't a toddler at that time. I was already, I don't know, like grade 1, grade 2. I don't know if it's toddler. I think 8, 7 years old. So I'm not sure if that's a toddler phase, but yes. But now, you know, times have changed, and I feel like parents nowadays, and even the parent that I want to be, is a much more hands-on parent in a way, even though it's gonna be difficult to juggle, you know, being a mom and being a career woman. I might just be too ambitious to think about that, but I still want to strive to be that type of woman, a multifaceted woman. I don't want to be just labeled as a mom and, you know, doesn't have anything else. It's just not what I want in my life. I want to be a mom, a podcaster, a career woman, a musician, and all those kinds of things. I think I know that people might say, oh, you can't do everything, but I just want to be maybe a jack of all trades or a multifaceted person. And I think having that as a mindset or a goal is not something too bad, you know? So I'm hoping that that's the kind of mom I will be in the future, and hopefully that I will raise wonderful and well-mannered, well-tempered children. Next is another heartfelt poem to celebrate a mother's love. This is entitled Eternal Embrace. In the quiet of dawn, where dreams unfold, a mother's love weaves stories untold. Her arms, a sanctuary of warmth and grace, cradle our hearts in an eternal embrace. She whispers lullabies to the moon, guiding us through life's uncertain tune. Her touch, like petals brushing the breeze, carries healing magic, puts our souls at ease. When storms rage and skies turn gray, she becomes our shelter, come what may. Her love, a compass pointing true north, guides us through trials, ignites our worth. In her eyes, we find galaxies of hope, stardust memories, tightly woven rope. She's the sunrise after the darkest night, a symphony of love, harmonizing light. Her laughter dances like sun-kissed waves, melody that echoes through our days. And when tears fall, she's the gentle rain, nourishing roots, erasing every pain. So here's to the mothers, fierce and tender, their love, a flame that will never surrender. In their legacy, we find strength anew, for a mother's love is forever and forever true. This poem is dedicated to my mom. She's no longer with us today, but this poem really describes how she is as a mother, both fierce and tender. And I remember back in the day when I was really down, I think maybe high school days, during the times I was bullied and stuff, she was really comforting me. She was there to just listen to me while I cry. And yeah, so she's that type of mother, just having that eternal embrace. So I kind of miss my mom, but I hope that she's in a better place now without any pain, and she's in her eternal rest as well. So cheers, mom. So zesties, there you have it. Some few poems, to celebrate Mother's Day, and this is all dedicated to our moms, our mommy figures, moms-to-be, and know that you are loved, cared for, and very important in our lives. So please take care of yourselves and continue to be the awesome mom that you are. And Zesties, I hope you enjoyed this short little Mother's Day episode, and I hope that you continue listening to the podcast. And if you like this episode, please do share to your friends, family, and your social media. It will definitely help the podcast a lot. Please also rate the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. It will definitely help the podcast a lot. And thank you so much for our patrons who have been continuing on supporting the podcast. And if you would like to share a cup of beverage or two, please head down to the episode notes to find out how. And if you would like to suggest future episodes, please do email to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. And that's it. I'll see you next time.